what say we let Flatten Scruggs give us a gospel number, too?
Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the square. But when I saw the crowd, I had the urge to stay. I heard a welcome voice bidding me to come and share. The preacher prayed, singing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children seemed together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. That came from far and near to praise His name and song, to lay their burdens down, forget their every care, and have an old time meeting down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Just praying on His prayer and leave the joy bell ringing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
Flatten Scruggs closed down today's Black Diamond Show with Preaching, Praying, Singing from back in 1954. Thank you all for having tuned in. I sure hope you enjoyed it. I am Mando Richard. You can always drop me a line. I'm Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, either Gmail or Yahoo. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you again next week on the radio.
Coming down the track. It's taken. listening to an experiment one time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Over the airwaves on 88.3 FM in the city of Pittsburgh and streaming online to the world up on WRCT.org. WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers also offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at speckhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I got a lot of great music I want to get to tonight, so I'm going to front load the show here with all of our station requirements, so just bear with me for a few minutes, and then we will get to a lot of uninterrupted music. Right now, millions of kids up to the age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information, order and enroll today. Go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. Families affected by disasters urgently need your support. You can help the American Red Cross, but help provide help and hope to those when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you. And everyone thinks they know the 80s hits, but on the other side of the Atlantic lies a treasure trove of synth-drenched sounds that filled the airways of Europe back in the day. Take a trip back to the 80s you never knew with DJ Tony Tunes from here to eternity, Mondays at 4 p.m. Funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music night. Couch dancing with DJ Firefly Wednesday afternoons 3 to 5 p.m. and re-airing 5 a.m. on Mondays on WRCT Pittsburgh. And tune into Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your very own DJ Kate, Mondays at 10 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Add to the colorful mix by calling in requests. All right, let's get to the music here. Kicking off tonight's experiment with Gaza Gbona from a Togo Soul 2. Thank you.
la we bona. Agaza de bona, mi class this is the show de go.
Sofia agaza bona.
Agaza bona, agaza bona lo.
Sofia agaza bona.
Nchu bona, nchu bona lo.
Sofia no so bona.
Nchu bona, nchu bona lo.
Sofia no so bona.
Oh, he la we bona. Agaza de bona. He la we bona. Agaza de bona, mi class this is the show de go.
Sofia agaza bona.
We'll be right back. close my eyes. Sleep to dream.
That was Bill Orcutt off of his latest release, How to Rescue Things. That track was called Old Hamlet. Before that, new music from Bridget May Bauer, fabulous singer-songwriter from Ireland, covering Roy Orbison's In Dreams. New music from Daniel Blumberg, former lead songwriter and vocalist for the indie rock band Yuck. As a instrumental piece from the Brutalist original motion sound picture soundtrack that he did. The track was called Carrara. And before that, classic Polish fusion jazz from the Tomasz Stonko Quintet, Purple Sun, title track off of Purple Sun. Now let's get back to the experiment here. This is Kuku Sebsebi blessing us with some good feeling Ethiopop from the 70s, and we got new Anatolian funk coming up from Derya Yildirim and Group Shimshek. This is An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh.
take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. Time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. You gotta do something that you can get nicer at. You gotta do something that you can get wiser at. You better do something that you can get better at, 'cause that's the only thing that time will leave you with. 'Cause time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. It might be cabaret, it could be poetry, it might be trying to make a new happy family. It could be violin repair or chemistry, but if it's something that takes lots of time, that's good. 'Cause time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. Because your looks are gonna leave you, and your city's gonna change too, and your shoes are gonna wear through. Yeah, time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that you can offer time a trade. You gotta do something that you can get smarter at. You gotta do something you might just be a starter at. You better do something that you can get better at, 'cause that's the thing that time will leave you with. Maybe that's why they call a trade, like when they say that you should go and learn a trade. The thing you do don't have to be to learn a trade, just get something back from time for all it takes away. It could be many things, it could be anything, it could be expertise in Middle Eastern traveling, something to slowly sow to balance life's unraveling. You have no choice, you have to pay time's price, but you can use the price to buy you something nice. Something you can only buy with lots of time, so when you're old you blow some whippersnapper's mind. It might be researching a book that takes you 7 years, a book that helps to make the path we take to freedom clear. And when you're done you see it started with a good idea. One good idea could cost you thousands of your days, but it's just time that you'd be spending anyway. You have no choice, you have to pay time's price, but you can use the price to buy you something nice. So I've decided recently to try to trade more decently.
Trépas si prend guet à pont, longtemps que tu vivras. Et n'oublie pas que tu es seul. We'll be right back.
Thank you. if you get far enough away.
Every day at the same time, the two women visited the wall from both sides of the city. "I love you," said the women.
"I love you too,"
said the wall. The wall made the women happy, and the wall was happy too. One day, when the women walked to the center of town to visit their wall, the wall was gone. "Have you seen my wall?" asked the woman from the west. "I have not," said the woman from the east. "Have you seen mine?" "No," said the woman from the west. As they approached the spot where the wall used to be, the two women embraced and cried on the shoulder of the other. "I miss my wall," said the woman from the east. "And I miss my wall," said the woman from the west. They wept.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been an experiment of time on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you've been digging the music that you have heard tonight, check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. That's about it, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great evening. Take care of yourselves.
Prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, on September 17th, thousands of handheld pagers exploded simultaneously across Lebanon and Syria. The next day, it was hundreds of walkie-talkies, part of an Israeli attack intended for Hezbollah that Israel's defense minister called the start of a new phase in the war. Media dutifully reported the emerging toll of dead and wounded, including many civilians, including children. Harder to capture is the life-altering impact of such a terror attack on those it doesn't kill. As every day brings news of new carnage, U.S. citizens have a duty not to look away. Given our government's critical role in arming Israel and ignoring its crimes, and in misleading us about what they know and intend. Mohammed Bazzi is director of the Hagop Kevorkian Center for Near Eastern Studies and journalism professor at New York University. He's a former Middle East bureau chief at Newsday. Mohammed Bazzi joins us today to talk about the latest events and media response. That's coming up, but first a look back at some recent press. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel brought criminal charges against students and alumni who participated in a pro-Palestinian protest at the University of Michigan. In an interview with the Detroit Metro Times, Palestinian-American Representative Rashida Tlaib accused Nessel of selective prosecution. Quote, "We've had the right to dissent, the right to protest. We've done it for climate, the immigrant rights movement, for black lives, and even around issues of injustice among water shutoffs. But it seems that the attorney general decided if the issue was Palestine, she was going to treat it differently. And that alone speaks volumes about possible biases within the agency she runs," close quote. A week later, Nessel, who is Jewish, posted on X, quote, "Rashida should not use my religion to imply I cannot perform my job fairly as attorney general. It's anti-Semitic and wrong," close quote. Well, that accusation is groundless, as anyone reading Tlaib's actual words can see. But CNN's Jake Tapper, interviewing Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, presented the false accusation as fact and tried to force Whitmer to condemn Tlaib for something she didn't do. After partially quoting the comments, Tapper asked, quote, "Do you think that Tlaib's suggestion that Nessel's office is biased was anti-Semitic?" close quote. And when Whitmer tried to avoid that bait, he pressed, quote, "Congresswoman Tlaib is suggesting that she shouldn't be prosecuting these individuals that Nessel says broke the law, and that she's only doing it because she's Jewish and the protesters are not. That's quite an accusation. Do you think it's true? Close quote. Besides being quite untrue, Tapper's charge erases the inconvenient reality that some of the protesters charged are themselves Jewish. But other media took up and repeated Tapper's smear, even after the Metro Times declared it baseless. And Tapper's next move was to bring on Dana Nessel, whom he addressed with this shady semantics. Quote, "What do you make of those?"